What'll make a guy finally go to the doctor if a woman in his life keeps telling him he has to?
Yep.
Right, that's what makes him listen, according to a new survey.
Well, they don't want to hear it anymore.
Is that true?
Yeah.
The nagging?
Yeah, the nagging. It's like, all right, Mary, I'll go if you just leave me alone.
Right.
Yeah, for
then
sure.
You get to the doctor and it's like, oh, you should. Good thing you got it. You got here just in time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, and then Mary was right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you know what this reminds me of? Huh. Mm-hmm. What does this remind you of, Kelly? When someone refuses to go to the doctor.
Oh.
And then eventually someone convinces you to go, even though you didn't want to go. Doesn't that sound familiar?
Yeah. My partner, Blake, forced me to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
And it's because he was nagging and nagging and nagging.
Yeah. He just wanted him to shut up.
And he said, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. And then basically your intestine was...
holy.
Blowing
and
up.
Now I have to go have a colonoscopy because of you.
Mm-hmm. 792-6278. He really should have gone to the doctor. He wouldn't go to the doctor even though blank. 792-6278. Lake Ryan admits, I was that guy. I would not go to the doctor. I had a temperature of 105.
That's not good.
Ooh.
That's instant.
Waited 24 hours, eventually went to the hospital. Turns out I was turning septic and could have died if I didn't go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. See, there's a reason we have doctors.
Yes, it is. Yes, there is.
Right? Kelly?
Yes. I should have gone. I'm glad I went.
Todd's got to go on TV. Oh, and you're going to miss this. We're going to save this call for last, mostly because it says his symptom that made him go to the doctor was, quote, penis farts. First, Marie.
Oh, I hope he's listening this morning. My husband had a hernia for over a year.
Oh, my
what?
God.
Oof. Oh, you guys, it was so bad. His intestines were popping through the hole. Okay?
Right.
He was just tucking it back in like it was no big
deal. What? He was popping it back in?
Hold on a minute. Through the skin?
Yeah, no. Through the rip in the muscle. No,
okay. He kept poking it back in. I was
like alien.
What?
Tom Sigourney Weaver.
Okay. I was making that a little worse than that.
It was still under the skin, but it was through the rip.
Oh.
Yeah. Guess what? He had to have surgery. Imagine that.
Yeah. Did he get the mesh?
Yes, back then he did. Yeah.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Wow.
Would poke it back. Oh, that doesn't feel right.
Whoa.
Oh, just poke my stomach.
Yeah, he would push his big lump of intestines back through. Yep.
Isn't it down in, you know, educate me here. Isn't it in the scrotum?
It's in the lower ab area.
Yeah, like the groin, like around your waistline.
Yeah. Yes, okay. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. I was not impressed.
Thank you for telling us this story because for some reason it elicited a clip from Todd that I'll have forever that says, isn't it in the scrotum area?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's the best one.
Thank you, Marie.
I hope my husband's listening.
Yeah, thanks, Marie.
You guys are awesome.
Have a good morning.
Okay. All right,
bye. Todd, any questions?
You know, educate me here. Isn't it in the scrotum? Jerk.
I have that one forever.
Jerk.
I have that one forever. Oh, he just went on TV. Okay. Hi. Good morning, Alyssa.
Good morning.
I love that he like just mic dropped me. He's like, you jerk. And then he went on TV.
I hate you.
Okay. Alyssa, the guy really should have gone to the doctor, but he didn't. Is this a guy in your family?
Yes. He was having really bad abdominal pain for like 6 months, just ignoring it.
For 6 months?
Yeah. Oof. So the thing that eventually made him go to the doctor, like that wake-up call moment, he started getting penis farts.
Wait.
Hold on a minute.
What?
Did you just say penis farts?
Wait.
Yes.
Can you describe or perhaps imitate a penis fart?
Yes.
I'm not a dude, Blake.
Yeah, but you can do it. Come on, do it.
Wait, so this was a member of your family, okay?
Yes.
And he waited 6 months after having random abdominal pain, and it was when
I can see it.
He'd like go up to a urinal and from the front go. Wait, so was it like it was just cat?
I feel like it would be like.
It would be smaller than that? Okay,
yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, it's a squeaker.
Okay.
It would be a squeak. Every time he went, can you imagine every time if he has to go in a public restroom?
Wait, so what? It wouldn't make the sound, I imagine. It was just like gas out of his penis?
So his body had developed this thing called a fistula. So his intestines had grown into his urinary tract.
Oh, God.
So it could have been truly life-threatening for him.
Sure.
He's recently gotten out of surgery, but
the thing that'll get a guy to the doctor is something happening in that area. But
if your penis is farting, it is time to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Right.
Man.
Yeah. Through the line.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad he didn't excuse that away, being like, well, that was a really spicy burrito. So.
There are some things that just really make my day, and that was it.
The term penis farts?
Yeah. I never realized this. I never realized this was even possible, and it just makes me so happy that you guys have to go through that.
Luckily, it doesn't happen to most people.
I don't know.
Yikes. Okay,
I don't know.
So he ended up being okay, obviously.
Yeah, he's recently come out of surgery, and they got where the tear had developed.
Did you say recently?
Yeah.
Like, how long ago did this happen?
So he just had surgery Monday.
Oh, my God.
Wow. He lives distantly in northern Maine, which is the only reason why I'm calling. Like,
okay, thank God.
Here.
That's what I was like.
Yeah.
I know.
Well,
he's
yeah. Is he in a relationship?
Yes.
Okay.
Married to my aunt.
Okay. So there's a little bit of I imagine there will be a bit of a dry spell for a while.
Well, I hope there has been a dry spell for a while.
Right.
I don't want that thing coming at me. That is terrifying. Now that's a weapon,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like
talk about needing
like
a gas mask.
Like an air gun.
It's like a Nerf gun without any cartridges in it.
Did he? Was he able to like clear off his keyboard really easily? Though I imagine he could.
I can't.
You know,
it's
there
like
are no more crumbs in the keyboard.
It's like a duster.
Yeah. Oh
I
man! I just had toast by the computer. Honey, come over here. Okay, thanks.
It's really hot in here. I need a breeze for a second. Could you help?
Yeah, they didn't have to turn the fan on for months.
Am I peeing right now? I don't know. Clean the keyboard. It's a keyboard.
Yeah. I wonder if he could like make different sounds if he like pinched it. We're only joking because we know he's okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Okay.
Well, I hope you guys get through your day without any penis farts.
Thank you. I wish that for everyone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you could, like, pinch the two sides of it. Okay. Well, you made our day. Thank you. Thank you for your call, Alyssa.
Bye, guys.
Okay, bye. By the way, coming up, we've got a pair of tickets for you. To go see Penis Farts live in Boston College.
They're going to blow you away.
One of my favorite bands.
Oh, man.
Please welcome Penis Farts.